Good morning and welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, partner in charge of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. We created the center in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more by visiting us on the web at www.businessofgovernment.org. There you can get a copy of our new report, From E-Government to M-Government, Emerging Practices for the Use of Mobile Technologies by State Governments. The Business of Government Radio Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our special guest this morning is Greg Rothwell, Chief Procurement Officer of the Department of Homeland Security. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Paul.
And joining us on our conversation also from IBM is Todd Weissman. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning.
Well, Greg, let's start off by learning about the Office of Procurement Operations at the Department of Homeland Security. As I understand, it's a new office. Could you give us an overview and a history as to how this office came to be?
Yes, Paul. Basically, when I got to the Department of Homeland Security, I had heard that there was a combination of 22 agencies that became one. And so when I got there, what I was not really ready for was the fact that there were 35 offices that were brand new and did not have procurement support or acquisition support. So these 35 offices were actually created by the Homeland Security legislation, and they included pretty large offices such as Science and Technology, IAIP, the CIO, Chief Information Officer function, as well as about 32 others. As we looked at those brand new offices and we started to meet with them, we were fairly surprised to find that they have a $2.2 billion spend each year, and that $2.2 billion spend really did not have acquisition support. So I raised that to the DHS leadership, and they were very quick to authorize me to establish what then became the 8th procurement shop within Homeland Security, and we called it the Office of Procurement Operations.
How do you describe this, the size of the operation in terms of budget, people, and even the skills of the people?
You're asking, Paul, about the Office of Procurement Operation? Well, it's interesting. The size of it is fairly significant, probably not like anything else at a department level. A $2.2 billion program is larger than the entire Department of Commerce's program. It's larger than EPA. It's larger than NASA Goddard Space Center. It is an absolutely substantive procurement program within government, and I guess that's how I would describe it.
I understand that DHS plans to spend big on systems. So does DHS and the office plan to spend big?
Well, when we say spend big, I think the answer would be yes. I think as I look at the DHS spend, we spend approximately $11 billion a year on through the acquisition process. Of that $11 billion, almost $5 billion is information technology, so it is a significant spend. What I'm trying to do is try to better manage that spend to basically make the dollars go farther and have a more mission-directed.
You serve as the first Chief Procurement Officer at DHS. Greg, and you started to talk about your roles and responsibilities in doing that. Can you say more?
Well, I guess I kind of view my role. I am the first procurement officer at Homeland Security, and I think my career goal now might have been to be the second, but I am the first one. I kind of view my goal, as I look at what I do, is that we have this incredibly important mission, and then there are incredibly important subordinate missions. So, for example, there is the Homeland Security mission of protecting the homeland, but subordinate to that, there are huge missions in terms of what the Coast Guard does and Secret Service and TSA. In order for those missions to be successful, we have to rely on the private sector to supply us with the different systems, goods, services, research, and everything that we're trying to procure. Or that we need in support of those missions. My job, in my view, is to make that process of acquiring those goods and services as simple as possible. So I kind of view my role is to try to support the mission by creating a very simple procurement system that enables all elements of the private sector to basically do business with us very, very efficiently.
Can you tell us a little bit about your experience or your previous experiences before coming to DHS?
Sure. I have had just a tremendous career. I've just totally enjoyed it. I started with the Army Electronics Command in Philadelphia. I started as a contract negotiator. I have worked in actually Homeland Security is my 10th agency in my career, but I've spent about 33 years in what is now 10 agencies. Almost every one of my jobs has been as the senior procurement leader in an organization. So I've had the benefit of multiple agencies. I've had the benefit of being in the acquisition career field for quite some time and having gone through all of the changes and improvements. And I've also had the benefit of actually being in three startup agencies. I was with the Minerals Management Service as their chief procurement officer when it began. I was then with the Office of Thrift Supervision when it was created back in 1988. So I've had quite a bit of experience with different agencies and acquisition for a long period of time.
Were your moves deliberate? Were you gaining different experiences as you moved to different agencies? Could you talk a little bit about that?
They were deliberate, but if they weren't, I wouldn't tell you. but no, they were deliberate in that just stylistically, I really like taking on challenges. And once the organization is well run, I tend to, just as a character thing, probably a character flaw, I try to look for different challenges and do different things. So it has been deliberate. I know when I was at the Internal Revenue Service and 9/11 occurred and then President Bush got on the television and announced the creation of Homeland Security that I had every intention of coming to Homeland Security at that moment. So I was just very fortunate that it actually happened.
Well, let me ask you about two particular points. One is in people's career when they go from being a doer to a manager of people. And you talked about beginning as an acquisition specialist. Could you tell us about that moment when you began to manage people in this field?
Well, yes. I may not be the most insightful on this in that I actually was a contract negotiator for about 3 years before I became a manager. So of my 33-year career, most of it has been in as a procurement officer running programs. But my observation when I did make that change is that it's like a second career. You not only have to have a mastery of the technical aspects, but then you have to have a mastery of the managerial aspects of building relationships, working with people, trying to build consensus, those kind of skills. And it really does become a second career, and you have to focus on being trained to be a manager and then subsequently and hopefully a leader, that it just isn't something that, that just happens. In my case, naturally, I actually went to a lot of classes to try to learn it and just try to get a lot of experience in it.
And what's the attraction with the startup operations?
Well, they're just complicated. It's the most exciting thing in the world for, and I have a feeling many of the people in the audience will have had this experience, but there's just nothing more exciting than taking something that is important in a state of chaos and actually working through to creating a state of efficiency and looking back and being proud of something that you've created. And if you've ever had that experience, and I have a feeling a lot of people have, it is just an incredibly attractive thing to do. And Homeland Security is so nationally important that, it's just something that most people who have come to Homeland Security just couldn't wait to get the opportunity to serve there.
When you think about the different jobs, how has your managerial style or approach changed?
Well, I'm not too sure it has really changed. It's always been based around try to understand the people that you're working with, what are their strengths and skills. Try to understand the customer to make sure you understand what their mission is and try to satisfy that. And then in my particular profession, try to understand the industry. What are their concerns? So I don't really know that it's changed too much. It's just always been one of trying to be a good listener, trying to set direction, and trying to work with all the people that you must work with.
How do you think about speed in an organization in terms of them making decisions? And so, for example, I think the job you have is particularly important. I guess there's a tendency to want to go slow to make sure everything in the procurement is done correctly, but I also imagine people come to you all the time and say, this has to be done immediately. How do you balance those two?
Well, since I've been in Homeland Security for about a year and a half, I've not seen the luxury of going slow on anything. Everything has been very, very high priority. People have just an unbelievable amount of hours and dedication. The things that we've been asked to do, we have really done in just very, very quick fashion. So if there is a pressure between the urgency of a mission and the desire to be deliberate and be thoughtful, we have more often than not erred on the side of being, trying to satisfy the mission.
And how do you think about the people who are doing this? I imagine once when goods and very straightforward goods were being bought, there were a set of rote procedures virtually anyone well-trained could follow. Now I imagine that the procurements are getting vaguer and more complicated, and as a result, there's not such a set of rules. How do you oversee that or even just take people through that?
Well, you're absolutely right. We have started to focus much more on results, much less on process. The key for me has always been surround yourself with the very, very best people and allow them to use business judgment. And, so you try to find, I think when I started my career, your workforce or the workforce used to be very, very rules oriented. It would not be uncommon for a person to take a procurement from beginning to end and have very few interactions with even technical people, let alone the industry. That whole model or that whole situation is totally changed. Now we're expecting people to be business leaders or business managers or acquisition workforces to understand the requirement, understand what the objectives are, work with the industry, work with the customer, and try to craft deals that basically support the mission. And so for me, the profession has just become more exciting and much more interesting than it was when I began.
That's interesting, especially about the need to surround yourself with people. What are the management and procurement challenges when an agency wants to unify IT systems? We'll ask Greg Rothwell of the Department of Homeland Security about this when the Business of Government Hour returns.